Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac Bruce. Hey, man, what's up, man? I almost said your middle name, bro. I don't know if you want your middle name said, though. What's up, Isaac?
Hey, it's okay. My middle name is Isaac Billionaire Bruce, man. So say on, all right? All those things was beat out as though they were, man, when you're talking to me. But all is well, Doc. I mean, we just hanging. Not too much going on at the gym today. Watching people work out, helping other people work out and train a little bit, getting stronger. So that's finished up, and I'm ready for the show, man.
What gym is this, man? I mean, I know what gym. I mean, some new listeners. They may not know what gym you're talking about, yeah, bro, and where
absolutely.
It is.
It is the Bruce Zone, man, where we do prehab and rehab and strength and conditioning training. It's located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You know, we've been up and running for the past 6 years now. So it's a great community spot. We do a lot of things here. We're looking to add some more programs to it, after school care, before school care, and adult training center. So be following us, man. We got some good programs in the mix that are coming down the chute.
And the thing about it, when you go to the Bruce Zone, I mean, it's owned by you, but it ain't one of them situations where you ain't there. Now you there. You actually training people. So if they come, they see you, and they may get trained by you.
Yeah, it's a possibility they could be trained by me. I mean, I'm in my Dean Lotz mode. And, you know, our former strength and conditioning coach at Memphis University, at Memphis State University. You know, I just sit down, Doc, and I say, do this, do that right here. Get about 15-minute run on the treadmill or go outside and run a little bit, man. But, you know, it's fulfilling to see other people reach their goals and their physical and mental goals as well here at the Bruce Zone.
Speaking of goals, man, it's good to see that the Rams reached the goal and Bobby Wagner reached the goal by coming together and goaling together. Now, Isaac, the Rams making another huge free agent signing. My boy, the Rams agreeing to terms with Seattle Seahawks, six-time All-Pro linebacker Bobby Wagner, 5 years, 50 million big bones, worth $65 million in incentives. I absolutely love this move, Isaac. So say you, man. Seattle let him go, didn't want him. Talk about his production, but the man just had 170 tackles in 2021. I think a career high, but hey, man, the Rams just do it again and adding another huge free agent, Isaac.
Well, it's a former NFC West foe. I'm sure he's going to feel funny the first time he puts on that blue and gold and dress up and be a Ram. But I think it's another powerful move by Les Snead, Sean McVay, and the crew that's responsible for building this roster. And just having Bobby Wagner, Doc, here's what it does for the team overall. You bring another voice into the locker room that's played some meaningful football and big-time moments. And not only that, he can galvanize guys together. Now, from a defensive standpoint, man, you just read off his stats, 107 tackles last season. He's a six-time All-Pro defensively. He's formerly a part of the Legion of Boom that was up in Seattle for so many years. He's an intricate part of that. And just to have that presence in our locker room on that defense, right now you can pretty much say you have three future Hall of Famers at each level as far as the Rams are concerned. Aaron Donald anchoring that defensive line. Bobby Wagner is going to be the middle linebacker, which is another quarterback for us on the defensive side, and Jalen Ramsey. So the biggest thing for me, just looking at the whole thing, Doc, this is the second consecutive offseason the Rams have had where we pretty much brought in a new quarterback. So bringing in a new quarterback on the different side of on our defensive side this year, it should pay us huge dividends, man.
You're right, man, and I just love this move, man. Then we're going to just look at some of his numbers, and I'm going to talk about what I really like about him, bro. Six-time All-Pro, 10 years in Seattle, eight-time Pro Bowl in 10 seasons, 1,381 career tackles. I think he's the leading tackler in the NFL by more than 400, almost 500 during that time. He's, you know, from L.A., so coming back to the crib. Bro, 10 straight 100-plus tackle seasons, so he has – all kinds of productivity, man, and he's durable. He rarely misses any games, but this is my thing, man. You're right. Now we have a Hall of Fame type of player on each level of the defense. Now we're losing Von Miller. Okay, cool. But But the thing about that is that our pass rush was already tight anyway with Aaron Donald and Leonard Floyd. So you put somebody else on the other side, they probably should be productive. But now we got that second layer shored up too, because you know how it is, man. A lot of times when you double teaming Aaron Donald, not only lets another defensive lineman get loose, but it allows that middle linebacker, man, to just roam and do his thing. And he's such a good run stuffer, and he can cover the pass, especially with the tight end, anybody trying to come into that shallow middle. He has good reaction and good response time. He's able to do that. I just like what he provides as far as that's concerned. And you're right, Isaac. He's a quarterback back there, and he's a major upgrade from Troy Reader, whom had that position last year. But to bring somebody like Bobby Wagner, man, Les Snead and Sean McVay, if Sean McVay is in those decisions, and I'm sure he is, man, hey, bro, to make this happen, to give him, you know, at least 10 mil a year, to upgrade that middle linebacker position, that linebacker position, period, bro, I think we Super Bowl favorites again, bro. I think we were Super Bowl favorites before this move. Losing Von Miller hurts. It hurts, but I think this, bro, is an equal substitution, man. Or maybe I think it's a better substitution, because we needed better play in that second level of that defense, and we're going to get it.
Well, I think what it can do, Doc, I mean, two things. And one I see is that, you know, for an up-and-coming player like Ernest Jones, how it benefits him. I think from a mental standpoint, getting him prepared to play, it's a big move from that standpoint. But, you know, we had issues all last year of stopping the run. Yes. You put two guys on Aaron Donald. There's some gaps and some holes that were there. And let's just be real. We weren't making the plays that we should have been making. So you input a future Hall of Famer from Seattle, who's played, like I said, a lot of meaningful football. He's instinctive. His intangibles are through the roof. He can get guys ready to play. I think it puts us in a position where we can start making teams more one-dimensional now. So if that running game's not working successful in the first and second quarter by our opponents, they have no other choice but to start trying to throw the ball around the field. And that's when the Little Floyds and the Aaron Donald start to rub their hands together and make sure that they feast on the one-dimensional part of our opponents that are coming into SoFi this year.
Damn, bro, it just looks so impressive, man. Aaron Donald, you just leave it there. You'd be like, damn, we got to deal with that dude. But if we get past that dude, now we got to deal with Bobby Wagner. Because dude is a great – I mean, he's strong, bro. I think he's 6'1", 240 pounds, man. I seen him stuff Cam Akers a couple of times. Or Sony Michel, last year, man, and just got up under Sony Michel's shoulder pads, bro. He didn't even hit him squarely. But Bobby Wagner just got their right shoulder up under Sony Michel's right shoulder, bro. Just stood him up, man, and took him straight in reverse. So take a strong dude to do that. And you got to be a real dog when you're leading in the middle of that defense. And he's definitely a real dog, and I'm glad to have him, man. I think he's going to do some great things. He's a great addition to the defense, and not only to the squad, but to the locker room as well. So then you got Jalen Ramsey back there. So, hey, man, I just really love the move. I love what they're doing. Now we look forward to the draft, Isaac, because we got that taken care of. We signed Allen Robinson. We got the wide receiver, because we don't really need another wide receiver. But you hear the talk that they still hoping to bring Odell Beckham Jr. back. You know, he's hurt, so we'll see how that goes. It'll be good to be able to make that happen too. But now we look at the draft, Isaac. What are we going to do in the draft? We know all the early draft picks we gave up, but you look at what we got now. We got a third rounder, special compensatory pick. We got a fourth rounder. Compensatory pick, fifth rounder, 3 6th rounders, 2 7th rounders. Now we'll have a first rounder and a second rounder. We gave them joints up, dog, to get players up in here. But there's a lot of talent, man, you still can find in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds. So as far as you're concerned, what do the Rams need to be focused on now? What is their biggest move, biggest need? Because we kept a couple of offensive linemen, which we needed. You know what I'm saying? So what now? If you're in the front office, okay, this is who we need to try to get in here, man, and look at to try to help us with this squad.
Well, Doc, look, as you look at the landscape of the National Football League, the overall players that actually play, they're mostly mainly not first-round picks. They're late seconds, third, fourth, and fifth, guys who who have chip on their shoulders for not being drafted. The league is made up of those guys. So I think we're in a perfect position to go out and really fortify defensively and special teams from that standpoint. Maybe a couple of offensive linemen, but at the same time, we go back to the table and bring guys in, find that gem at a pass rush, who can play opposite, who can try to fill the shoes of a Von Miller. But at the same time, bring in other guys, defensive back, linebackers, guys who can do and play multiple positions from a special team standpoint and from a defensive standpoint. So I think that'll be the focus on what we have in the next 27 days leading up to the draft. And we'll try to fortify those two parts, those two important parts of the Los Angeles Rams from a team aspect, special teams and defensively.
And I love that, man. You're correct. We do have to get some special teams players in there. And well, the thing about it is that with this, man, I mean, because when I think special teams, I think specialists like punt returners, kick returners. But, yeah, they don't even really bring kick returns back no more, man, because they kick it in the end zone, kick it out the end zone. So they pretty much taking that out of there. But punt returners, yeah, that's why, you know, we re-signed Brandon Powell. But I still want to say, Tutu, where you at, bro? You from South Florida? Where your boy at? Tutu Atwell. Hey, man, you going into year two, Tutu. Year two, Tutu. I'm calling you out, man, because you have some talent, bro. We need you to step your game up. You know, if you Tutu, Isaac, if you could talk to Tutu going into this offseason, what are you telling them? Because they just brought in another receiver. So when you look at the top four receivers, Tutu is not somebody that comes to mind right now. And Brandon Powell is bringing the punts back and kicks or whatever. So if you could talk to Tutu, because you talked him up now, because he's from down there, you know, what would you say to Tutu?
Yeah. Well, Doc, you know, I think a lot of times we despise the benefit that is sports psychology, man. And more times we feel like that we personally have to do something from a wide receiver standpoint. Okay, this offseason, I got to get out, run more routes. I got to get a feel of, you know, how to come out of my breaks a little faster. Or can I go to dinners with Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford? Can I get in on that? As opposed to building ourselves up from the inside out. I feel like if Tutu Atwell would, you know, I don't even think they have to spend money on it, Doc. I think from a Los Angeles Ram NFL standpoint, they can help out with that. So get connected with some kind of sports psychologist, man. And, you know, they'll pretty much basically teach how to talk, how to walk the game from the inside out. And I do truly believe, Doc, from that standpoint, if you're affecting that soulless realm of you, it's going to affect what you do on the football field. So, I mean, that's what I would do. At least twice, three times a week, if not every day, have a session with a sports psychologist that can help take me from where I am right now to the next level, which is up.
And the reason I brought Tutu up, because I like him, man. You know, I see they drafted you last year and you're going into year two. But I like what you can bring. But it just seems like if you're listening to Tutu, like you just kind of, you kind of getting lost in the wash right now, bro. And I don't want to see you get lost in the wash, because we thought, you know, with the quickness that you have, that you would be the punt return guy, but that ain't the job. Receiver, it's going to be hard cracking that rotation. So you got to find a way in there, because I want to see you succeed. You know, it's a lot of dudes I want to see succeed. But some reason it's Tutu, I want to see you succeed, man. Little dude, man. And Isaac talked so good about you. You know, he loved you because he down there from South Florida. You one of them dudes, man. So get your game up. But the Rams getting their game up. Bobby Wagner, welcome to La La Land. Before we get out of here, man, even with Bobby, you know, he had to been thinking, man, if there's some kind of way I can get to an NFC West team so I can see these dudes twice a year, y'all going to let me go? I mean, because he felt disrespected. The Seahawks did him wrong, bro. Just, I don't know how the release went, but apparently it didn't go – he didn't get the respect that he thought he deserved. But it's like that a lot, man. These players be a part of these teams for a long time, and they end up finding out that the team ain't really loving on you like you thought they were, and they end up kind of dissing you. So, you know, that probably was on his mind, Isaac. Like, if I can get to the Rams and play these dudes twice a year, man, I would love to do that. And that's exactly what they did. So I'm pretty sure that was in his thinking too.
Well, when you've been around the league as long as he has, I mean, any guy that's played double digit in one city, you know, and you get released, you know the business part of it. So there's some things that you may be looking for. You're looking for another payday. Let's be real. You're looking for an opportunity to be an impactful player wherever you land a chance to win a championship. And if you can throw in, I can get to play my former team two times a season. Oh man, that's gravy. So I think he landed in what some would seem be the perfect spot for Bobby Wagner to get all three of those things. He has an opportunity to go to a Super Bowl, play with some other phenomenal football players. He gets two shots at his former team, got a pretty decent payday for a guy of his caliber. And he's back in his hometown, Doc. I think it looks like a perfect scenario. Now, we just got to translate all of that to the field and make sure he's productive from that standpoint.
Big facts, and productivity is something I know we're going to get from Mr. Bobby Wagner, because like I said, bro, he barely misses games, and that's tough. When you're playing middle linebacker, man, and you're durable, you're able to stay healthy. When you land that hammer on somebody, man, because that's one of the most physical positions on the football field, because they got always got something going on. But anyway, we have something great going on this episode of Run Pass of Ramblings with my guy as we run it in passing, because Isaac is a pass catcher. I'm going to run it. Isaac, anything else you want to add, bro, before we get out of here?
I'm good, man. I mean, that was a good brief show. I mean, we're leading up to draft day, which is, 26, 27, 25 days away. And it's coming, man. As we're well on our way. And salute to Todd Bowles, man, the new head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, congratulations to you, man. Bruce Arians said, Tom Brady, you coming back? I'm getting out of here. So, Todd Bowles, you got it. So, salute to you, Todd Bowles. Congratulations. And salute to you, too, Isaac. And salute to you, Doc Holliday. Thank you, bro. I appreciate that. Because that's going to do it for another great episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. We out.